Chapter 4. Non-Kinetic Targeting. Kabul, 2009. The team of General Stanley McChrystal tore into the International Military Headquarters in Kabul in June 2009 like a summer twister, knocking down trees, pulling tiles off roofs, scrubbing clouds of dust out of back corners. I had gotten to know most of the tight-knit group during my D.C. visits and had loved their incandescent energy and sense of purpose. But I had underestimated the accompanying arrogance. The day after McChrystal formally took command, I sent him a first email, drafting an anti-corruption strategy. I was intent on using my position to design policies I had been mulling over for years and to see them tried out in practice. The effort to do so, over the next 7 months, and the resistance it encountered from both Afghan and international officials, taught me a great deal about systemic corruption and all the reasons that can be dreamed up for ignoring it. McChrystal's reply to my email came back a seemingly eternal 4 days later. Concur, we need to get on the anti-corruption policy. Let's do it. A phalanx of colonels bustled from office to office during those heady first weeks, with the latest version of some PowerPoint diagram they were building, determined to encapsulate everything in one visual blow. Civilians from Washington think tanks descended to conduct an assessment of the campaign. In meetings with these groups, in whirlwind trips to the regional commands, around conference tables in windowless plywood rooms, earnest conversations were had about how the force was explaining the war to itself, the true nature of the threat. Brigade and battalion commanders felt empowered to reframe the problems they were facing in ways they hadn't dared to before. And corruption kept coming up. I believe we could do all the things we need to do in a counterinsurgency strategy, but we won't succeed if we don't change the political environment. What would be a game changer? We have to show we're willing to tackle corruption. We have to drop Jairoa and focus on the people. Drop the government and focus on the people. The prospect still raises anxiety inside many embassies and international organizations.